And last week, the new CEO of Grain Growers Australia paid a visit to the Eyre Peninsula. His name is Dave McKeon, and he joins us now. Dave, good morning.
Great to be with you, Keith.
What did you find from your visit to the EP last week? Who did you meet with, and how did you find the experience?
Yeah, it was a fantastic couple of days on the ground, hearing directly from growers on some of the key challenges facing them and their farming this year, and also some of the key opportunities from such a productive and innovative region of Australia's farming grain belt.
Now, when it comes to productive opportunities, the big one that was announced over the weekend was the new Australia-India Free Trade Agreement. What does that mean for EP grain growers?
Yeah, we actually saw some gains in there directly that will directly benefit EP grain growers. So what we saw was a quota approved for lentils from the Australian market into the Indian market. So we saw a 150,000-tonne quota for lentils. That's a really positive outcome. It's probably not quite as much as we wanted, but positive. However, the big disappointment out of the India Free Trade deal was for farmers in states like New South Wales and Queensland, where they missed out on access for that Indian chickpea market. So no positive outcomes for chickpeas, but we did gain some wins for lentils in that India Free Trade Agreement.
And when it does come to that gain with the lentils, is there any room in the agreement to expand that, or would that be a separate negotiation going forward with that quota?
Yep. So importantly, what we saw over the weekend was an interim and a short-term trade agreement. So there's still negotiation opportunities under a comprehensive India trade agreement. So this will lock in some certainty for us and some certainty for that very important but can often be volatile in Indian lentil market. But there's still opportunity to further grow those markets and lock in some further market access, hopefully for chickpeas at the next round.
Speaking this morning with Dave McKeon, the CEO of Grain Growers Australia, about his recent trip to the Eyre Peninsula and also the free trade agreement that was signed between the Australian and Indian governments over the weekend. And Dave, we just mentioned the Australia-India free trade agreement with the lentil farmers. What other opportunities are arising for EP grain growers at the moment, and what's the outlook across the next 12 months or so?
The outlook for EP farmers, from what I saw on the ground, look, it has been a wet summer over the last few months, which has given a lot of, I guess, confidence around how the season's shaping up, with a lot of that moisture conserved with the modern farming techniques we see right across Australia at the moment. However, the headwinds facing farmers on the EP, but also right across Australia, is the margin squeeze we're seeing from the rising price of inputs. So if we look at the price of key inputs such as fertiliser, such as chemicals and even diesel, we've seen a lot of those inputs near double over the last 12 months, and that will really limit the ability for farmers in key farming areas such as the EP to take the most of the opportunity of some current high grain prices.
So when it does come to those grain prices, do you think that the current input restrictions are actually going to push those prices up simply because the farmers are going to need a higher return, or is that something that the market will take into consideration itself?
Yeah, unfortunately, for an export-focused market, export-dominant market, such as areas like the Eyre Peninsula, the prices are set globally. The prices are set by the ability to meet some of those international demands for our key grain products, our key export grain products, and particularly, you know, whether we're looking at our wheat, whether we're looking at our barley, canola, or even products like lentils, they're set by those global market drivers. So unfortunately, as much as we'd like to see a reflection in price due to those increasing inputs, we are at the whim of some of those global international markets.
Well, we certainly hope that those markets do turn around in short order and continue returning some great news to our EP farmers, just like the Australia-India Free Trade Agreement. Dave McKeon, the CEO of Grain Growers Australia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Fantastic to be with you, Keith.